You are listening to Written in the Stars, Books and Beyond, where hosts from the LCC Library sit down with writers, publishers, entrepreneurs, and literary enthusiasts of all types. Join your hosts, Amy Ewell, Robin Moore, John Salaichi, and Abby Thibault as we explore the very heart of the written word.
Welcome to Written in the Stars, Books and Beyond. My name is Robin Moore, and beside me is my co-host, Amy Ewall. Today, we are joined by
Mari Garza.
That's it, from Capital Area District Library, who will be discussing the library summer's reading program. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for helping me out in that intro. Good morning.
Good morning. You're welcome.
Yeah, so glad that you're here with us. Tell us a little bit about the Capital Area District Library and where you're located.
Sure. So the Capital Area District Libraries is a district library system of 13 branches and one mobile library. We're located all over Ingham County, with the exception of the City of East Lansing Public Library. Everyone in Ingham County, all the libraries participate with us. So it's a really great system because we share all of our materials, as well as our staff and resources and things like the Summer Reading Challenge.
Cool. So excited to hear about that.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the Summer Reading Program or challenge, as you are calling it.
We call it the Summer Reading Challenge because we ask children, teens, even babies and adults to step up and read a certain number of minutes, as well as also participating, you know, in some activities to help them. They have a points goal. And along the way, every time like a kid gets to 300 points, that could literally be 300 minutes of reading, or it could also be a combination of reading minutes and some activities. Mm-hmm. But they'll get a prize. So 300, 600, 900, 1200. When they complete their challenge, they can come in and pick up their final prize, which is a book. And then we also do some special drawings throughout the summer. And then also at the end, we do some grand prizes as well. So yeah, we do it for babies, or really parents and their babies. We really promote early literacy practices and even reading to babies. That's really important. And then we have the children's challenge and then the teen challenge, which is a little more advanced. And actually, we have a lot of what I would call tweens or 9-10-year-olds readers who really want the extra challenge. You end up signing up for the teen challenge. And then adults, too. We find that a lot of adults really enjoy participating in a summer reading challenge.
Yeah, I have to say with the babies, my son, he's 15 now, but I started taking him, I think, to like Babies and Books at Capital Area when he was about 6 months old.
Yeah, yeah.
And even just them playing with the book, kind of chewing on the ends with the board books and that, that's so important to that emerging literacy.
For sure. And babies' brains, they are absorbing so much. So yeah. The more we expose even the littlest children out there to books, you know, we're really helping them get on a track to be ready to read when the time comes, and then also have that success that we all want them to have in school.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I got excited because you mentioned babies, and I'm like, okay, I was going to ask that. So I'm glad that you did.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I just love it too. We started taking him there, you know, when he was 6 months old, and now some of the librarians have known him all these years, so they see him coming in, and oh, hi, Henry. And we live right across the street from the Foster branch.
Okay,
so,
okay.
We've spent a lot of time over there throughout the years, so it's fun.
That's amazing. I love that you lifted that baby portion, and the fact that now the librarians are seeing him grow, building and developing relationships.
Absolutely.
And in the community. Right. Let's talk about, what's your theme this year?
Adventure begins at your library. Mm. So we have an adventure theme somewhat. I mean, all the themes sometimes can seem similar because we can apply lots of different books. But yeah, we really want to encourage kids and adults too to think about what's your version of an adventure in life. Is it hiking at a place you've never been to? Is it writing your own science fiction mini film? I mean, what do you consider adventure? So yeah, that's our theme this year.
You know, when you said that, I thought about, what about getting wrapped up in a book that you're reading?
Ooh,
that's an adventure. Yeah. Sometimes I got to, I like space out. I'm like in the space right there as I'm reading. And then I have to snap out of it and say, okay, Robin, this is reality.
Okay. Do you think most libraries, even if they're not in Ingham County, will participate in a summer reading program?
I would say yes. It's a very important program for, I would dare say, all libraries across the country. And some of them might do them to a greater extent than others, depending on their resources. But yes, we know that there's such a thing as the summer slide or the summer decline. And we really want to keep children reading, and we want to add like a fun aspect to it. At the public library always is about, you know, read what you want to read, read the fun stuff. You know, especially older children, sometimes they might feel locked into reading what's on their school reading list, and maybe they don't consider that fun, but we always promote that. And yeah, libraries all over Michigan, and you'll find like all over the country that there will be this theme of Adventure Begins at Your Library. There are other themes out there through other institutions. Ours is through the, let me see if I get this right, Collaborative Summer Library Program. So they provide a lot of resources for us to get this rolling.
Mm-hmm. You shared a little bit about some of the benefits of the summer reading programs and participating in not the summer reading program, but the challenge is what you called it. And participating in this program, what is it like?
Well, we have an online platform. It's officially a Beanstack platform, but you can get to it by cattle.org/summer. It's an online way for you to sign up and then indicate which challenge you want to be in, and that is really dependent upon your age. There are some kids that, for example, might qualify for either the kids or the teens, depending on what they want to pick. But an adult is only allowed to sign up for the adults. So you can do it online, and you can just record your reading minutes. You can include a title. You can write a review for extra points. The online way is really fun, but we do know that a lot of families really want to get away from screen time. Mm-hmm. So we also provide a paper log, and I have last year's logs with us. We don't have this year's quite ready yet, but it's a way for you to just check off. We really encourage everyone to read at least 20 minutes a day, and so check off those minutes. And when a family comes in to pick up their prizes, maybe they haven't entered it yet in that platform, but the staff will do it for them, and they can pick up their prizes that way. So along the way, there are activities that children can do. I mean, some children might have a hard time completing 1,200 minutes. So we also want to encourage them. You can still finish if you want to do some of these fun activities. And even if you're a great reader and you still want to do the activities, please do them anyway. We want to make this fun for families. So we come up with a number of just, you know, sometimes really simple things like go for a walk in nature or work on an experiment, learn about butterflies in Michigan. And a lot of those activities do require some sort of reading, where if they're going to a website or checking out a book. But that's primarily the way they do it, is they are logging reading minutes, but then also participating in activities if they want to. They can also write a review. I've had parents, you know, do a picture review where they've got their little toddler with their book, and the toddler has expressed what they liked about the book, and they upload that to the Beanstack Challenge platform, I should say.
That's great. Yeah. You know, I love that you talk about reading together as a family, or, you know, read. My son and I, we would always sort of read together, or even that time at the end of the night where I would read aloud to him, and we shared many books together, and Harry Potter. I had to read
yes,
all the Harry Potter books out loud. That was quite a
The summer
a
reading
task.
Challenge yeah. is perfect for that. We also we let families know, you know, when you're a mom and dad and you're at night, you're reading a chapter book to three of your kids, all that reading counts for all of you. So it's a wonderful way to engage in family time together. And you've got opportunities to talk about what you read, to, you know, ask about, you know, well, what did we get out of that narrative? And what do you think is going to happen next? And, you know, those sorts of things that can happen throughout the day.
Yeah. And that helps to build those reading skills,
absolutely,
too, you
yes,
know.
Yes.
So that's just wonderful. I heard you mention a lot about prizes.
Yeah.
Tell us about these prizes.
That's a big deal. So kids typically have an opportunity to pick from a treasure chest when they get to certain levels. They go and, you know, some of the libraries will put all the prizes out in a display case so the kids can come in and ooh and ah, and say, I want that one. You know? So we have this treasure chest of prizes, but then we also have like a what we consider like a nicer prize where, you know, one of our prizes this year is a mini flashlight that's a key ring. Mm-hmm. And some of our activities in our challenge also involve, you know, we'll play flashlight tag or read by flashlight. So things like that. We have a squishy bear. Teens are really into poppets. There are these bracelets with these things. So those kind of things. But then some of our drawings, I mean, teens have really nice drawings. I mean, they get gift cards. Not everyone, obviously, but our drawings involve Target gift cards, movie passes. At the end of the summer, every branch will have at least one child win a gift card to Meijer, which could really help, you know, with buying back to school clothes if you want to do that, or even just saving it for later or picking out a special toy. When we have prizes for adults too, there's candy. There's, I think, also a flashlight for adults, babies. We give away books. And then, you know, everyone except for adults will get a final prize as a book.
All righty. So, I'm excited because we're talking about the Lansing community. But what if you don't live in the Lansing area or the district? Can you still participate?
Absolutely. Yep, you can. I will say you have to come in person to pick up your prizes. Okay. Sometimes we've had out-of-state people participate. And like, can you mail me my prizes? No, we cannot mail you the prizes. But yeah, if let's say you live in the city of East Lansing and it's really close to come to a cattle branch, for example, or you live in a different commute, you're here only for the summer to visit your grandparents or something, you can still participate. You don't have to have a library card. You don't have to be a resident of Ingham County to participate in our challenge. You just sign up the way anyone else would.
Yeah, that was one of our questions. I skipped down a little bit. How do parents enroll their children in this program, and do you need a library card?
No, you don't.
Wow.
You
don't.
You are welcome to enter that. The first time you sign up, the way Beanstack is formatted, it's like the adult who signs up, and then you're allowed to add readers. So I'm a mom, and I have four kids. I can add reader one, reader two, and you identify them by name and by age because that will allow for the right summer reading challenge to pop up for that child. So an 8-year-old will only be asked to sign up for the kids, but let's say you do have a 10-year-old and, you know, they're going to get the option to pick for the more challenging one, the teen, tween one, or the kids.
It's really nice that you offer this program for individuals that don't have a library card. And that's also a way, you know, kind of promote cattle, right?
Yeah.
So people can sign up to become members of cattle.
Yes. So. All of our children who are in the Ingham schools, they have access to a student success card so that they can check out books. Now, you might sign up for summer reading challenge at cattle, but if you don't have a library card, you may have a hard time checking out books. We still have a number of different cards for children who aren't residents. There's like the Youth One card, and then also that student success card. So there are some children who go to our Ingham County schools that don't live in Ingham County. They are eligible for that card too. So it allows them to check out some books.
Very nice.
Now, I know when I used to participate with my son in that, a lot of times you would have different programs going throughout the summer, different shows and guests and stuff like that. So tell us a little bit about some special people that will be hitting the different branches.
Sure. So every branch, you know, they design their own schedules. We've got magicians. We've got musicians. We have science-themed programs. And some of them can be, you know, low key, like just a small program of 20 children or less, or some of them can be really big where you have a big performer who is presenting musically and then trying to get the kids to sing along. Cameron Zavara is a really big magician with cattle. He presents at libraries all over the state and other places too. So yeah, we are really excited that, especially as we're kind of in the post pandemic time, that we're really kind of full on getting back into bringing programs back into our branches.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to attend some of those programs. Yeah. And again, it's just a good way to spend time with your child and, you know, to do these kind of enrichment, you know, activities. For and like sure. you said, get away from the screens a little bit. Yeah. I mean, even for parents, we spend a lot of time on our screens. So it's nice to have that break. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have as much paper anymore, but you might still be able to find something when you walk into your branch, a listing of what's going to be going on in the summer.
Yeah.
But online, for sure, everything will be listed on our events at all the branches. And we find that a lot of families will go to branches all over. I mean, they're from Okemos, they're going to drive out to Leslie to see a performer or see what's going on there. It's kind of part of their adventure, like visiting the other branches if they don't normally go there.
Yeah, I used to do that too. I would spend time, you know, kind of, I'd plan out which ones I wanted to hit, you know, and see which performers and that, and some of the magicians and stuff were always really good. Yeah.
It's wonderful that you have those programs for our students.
Yeah.
Well, not students. I'm thinking about students. I'm student mode, but for the community.
Yeah.
For the community. That's wonderful. Yeah. So what are your favorite books and genres to read during the summer?
During the summer?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that it's like just a summer. Just in general, I really like reading middle grade.
Okay.
I like reading a good mystery or a good horror, like I guess you could say, middle grade fiction. I also really like picture books. I shouldn't probably mention this one too much.
Yeah.
This one that I read earlier this year, Stranded, a mostly true story from Iceland. It is so funny. I look for picture books primarily for story times. I don't do that many story times, but occasionally I get asked to fill in for someone. This one is not necessarily suited for story time, but it is so funny. You learn so much about Iceland and volcanoes and just how important it is to really watch yourself. And it's sort of semi-based on a true story. But I love reading picture books any time of the year, as well as, like I said, middle grade fiction. We find in the library that parents, as we all should want to be really encouraging our kids to advance in their reading skills, and it's a lot of those early chapter books that really get checked out after picture books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, The Magic Treehouse or graphic novels are also really, really popular. But once they have those early chapter books down, they start advancing into the middle grade ones. And some can be harder than others as far as the word content and the measures. But yeah, those are the kind of books I like reading. I also read adult books, too.
And I think it's great that adults can participate in the program, too, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you mentioned something about prizes for adults, too, candy.
Yeah,
and
candy.
Like
yeah. And we have drawings for them, too.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, the bulk of the challenge is for children. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where we spend most of our resources that go to kids and teens, babies. But there's something for adults, too.
When does the program start again?
June 1st.
August 3rd. Okay.
Yep. You can register May 15th, and register throughout the summer as well. But our first day to register is May 15th, and we love seeing the excitement that builds up between May 15th and June 1st to see how many kids are waiting for it to get turned on so they can start logging all their points.
So you made some recommendations. You brought a few books with you, but how if a parent was looking for some recommendations, how would they go about doing that? Where could they look?
Well, first of all, browse for sure. When you go into your library branches, I mean, that is an art that is getting a little lost, I think. I find myself not doing it as much. I'm always putting things on hold and then I'm like, oh, I didn't actually spend time going through the shelves. I mean, that's a great way is to go through the shelves and see what appeals to you, what appeals to your children. But then also talk to your librarian when you get into the building. Let them know what kind of things has your child really enjoyed, or what would you like them to read more of, or what's something that's really, really fun and easy, but then, you know, maybe you want something a little more challenging. Definitely talk to the staff that's there. Librarians love giving recommendations.
Yes, we do. We do.
this summer reading challenge, we have all sorts of reading lists. Those will be in the branches. You can pick that up. It will kind of help you to learn, to complete some of your activities. But then also you can use the reading for those points that you want to log for reading points. Mm. That's really, in my view, one of the best ways is to just talk directly to a librarian. If you have a child in school, check your school website to see if they have a reading list. Sometimes they do that, too.
Yeah. I always love going in, too, because, like you said, the browsing, but a lot of times they'll kind of display certain books or they'll have a book display. In fact, I was just in the foster branch last week, and they had one kind of pulled out, and I was like, oh, that looks good. And I grabbed it. Mm-hmm.
So yes.
I'm going to start my summer reading early.
Yeah, that's a big way that our books circulate, especially if we find, why is nobody checking this out? This is such a good book. And we put it on display and it starts getting more traction. So
yeah. A nice display. That's what I like.
Yeah. It definitely helps you to notice sort of those hidden gems, right?
Yeah, right.
It's not so hidden anymore. Mm-hmm. For sure. If our listeners want to sign up, what's a quick and easy way for them to?
Cattle.org/summer. That is the site. Right now, if they go there, it will give them just that message that coming soon, the Summer Reading Challenge. But May 15th, they'll be able to sign up.
Okay, great. Yeah. And they can always stop into any of the branches too.
Yes.
Do that as well. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate you talking about summer reading. We're all excited about it. I've already got my list going for the summer.
All right.
Yeah, so. All right. Well, it kicks off June 1st and runs through August 3rd. And you can check out CADL or CADL. That's the shortened abbreviation we use in library world for CapitalAreaDistrictLibrary.org. For sign-up information, you can check your local public library. And again, if you're not in Ingham County, look for your local public library. I'm sure they have some summer reading going on there. Yeah. So thanks for listening, everybody. And get your book list together for summer reading, the Summer Reading Challenge.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You have been listening to Written in the Stars, Books and Beyond. Visit lcc.edu/library to find the titles discussed in this episode. You can find previous episodes of Written in the Stars and other LCC Connect shows at lccconnect.com. In the words of Miguel de Unamuno, I hope, reader, we shall meet again and we shall recognize each other.